The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, and an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
And I'm your middlest brother, big dog, woof woof, Travis, woof woof, McElroy, woof woof.
And this is Griffin. I'm sorry, guys.
Whoa.
Are we just going to pretend like what happened didn't happen?
What? In what way, Griff? What do you mean?
So we really are doing this then, pretending like it didn't happen.
What are you talking about, though?
Folks, moments before we started recording, Justin said to shut up.
He said shut up. I was complimenting Griffin on a new wallpaper.
Wow.
I have a new wallpaper, and Travis was paying me what was maybe the first compliment he's ever given anyone.
Uh-huh.
And
give compliments, but they're usually like, you have a great brother named Travis.
Travis, shut up for a second.
Oh,
Justin,
fuck.
Like, shit, Travis. Justin was like, shut up.
Hmm.
And it's like, it sucked. Like, it sucked. It put such a stinky
energy. Hey, Griffin,
energy.
Can I talk to Justin for just a second?
I don't remember this.
Hey, Griffin, could you step over there?
I guess so.
Thank you. Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
I was ready to team up with Griffin against you because you said shut up to me, but then Griffin just said shut up to me, and it's a much fresher.
Was that directed at you? I actually did not get that sense.
Okay. Yeah, it was directed at me. So if you
If I could just step in here.
Well, no, hey, shut up.
No,
I'll
wait,
talk you and
we
were me.
Saying shut up.
I didn't. No. But
that one did not count.
You and me could team up against Griffin if you want.
Cause he said, shut that's up. Cool. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Hey, Griffin, you can come back over.
Oh, fuck. Why'd I walk so far away? Hold on, guys. Almost there.
Okay.
Almost there.
Whoa, okay. Too close.
I'll back up, and
thank
I'm back.
You.
What's up, guys?
Hey, fuck you.
No, Trav, I don't think so, bud.
No, that
not
wasn't
that
it?
One.
That's not it.
That's actually what you put a little bit too much sauce on it. And Juice, can you actually step out?
I'll step out of the room.
No, I'm sorry. I want Travis to step out. I need you, Justin. I need you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, sorry. Let me. I'll go
Travis,
out on the credenza.
You go on the credenza. We'll go on the veranda.
Okay.
Which I actually don't know if a credenza is something you can go
no,
out
it's like
on.
A chest of drawers. I'm going to stand on top of it.
All right. You stand on top of that chest of drawers.
It's really tall, though. I can't hear you.
Yeah,
from
yeah,
up
yeah,
here.
Yeah. Okay. Stand on there. Now do a fucking flip.
Okay.
Yeah, baby!
Whoa, cool!
Thank
what a
you.
Cool
I've been
show!
That. Yeah,
this
I've been
is better
that for a long time
than our usual thing. Why don't we never do stunts?
That's a good question, Griffin. You do us. Hey, can you? Oh, you know what? Can you jump from the couch to that big box TV we have and onto the recliner?
Yeah. Hold on. That was the sound of me doing it.
Wow, I like cool. The part where you bounced off the ceiling like Nightcrawler.
Thanks. And now, Justin, eat this whole bicycle.
I don't...
Tires, spokes, and all, baby. Pedals, the whole kit and caboodle.
I'd rather not do that. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Out.
Is that okay? Is that okay?
No.
I guess so. You
people
lose the
paid
stunt
for
thing.
A stunt spectacular.
Yeah.
Right,
I did the
stunt.
Thing where I ramped my jet ski through the big ring of fire. Griffin fought that shark, and now you need to eat this bicycle.
You can eat the bicycle. I'll give you a choice, Justin.
Okay.
You can eat the bicycle or catch this bullet.
Mm.
Or catch
yeah,
these
I'll catch
hands.
A bullet.
I'll catch the bullet. With what body part?
My stomach.
Do you want me to throw it underhand or overhand?
Well, if I'm catching it, I guess overhand.
Overhand?
Yeah, Travis, but not too hard, Travis. It is still a bullet.
Yeah, no. I'm not.
I actually got so uncomfortable now that we brought bullets into it.
Oh, okay. No, it's just like a Nerf.
Yeah, thing. It's like a Nerf dart. We're just having fun in the living room, and I don't even know where one gets a bullet.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Is there like a bullet store? Who's even heard of that?
I mean, clearly there's a bullet store, but do you walk in and are you like, let me get five bullets? Is that a
They'll tell
amount?
Me what kind of bullets what's I need, right? Because I don't know.
They love it at the gun store when you walk in. You're like, what's a good number of bullets for a beginner?
Yeah. Huh? What's a starter bullet? Like, I don't want, like, don't give me a complicated bullet with a bunch of moving parts. Just give me, like, a bullet that I can plant in the ground and a gun will grow from, you know?
And what kind of gun are you working with, son? Like a normal size? Mm-hmm. Normal size gun.
It's kind of like gray, but also kind of black. Give me the succulent of bullets, please. Just something real easy.
I want to say it's a club from Goldeneye, but that's probably
not. Is that anything?
Right.
It's gold? It's a golden gun?
I cannot think of a store where I would be more out of my element asking for things than gun store.
Oh, yeah.
Which is good, because I won't need to do that, right?
I'd be like, I have a demonstration plan. What of your guns can best hold a daisy that I'll slip into the barrel?
Oh, that's great. I love that. That's fantastic. I love that. I cannot imagine. The only thing, you know, when like you order a fancy bottle of wine because you're trying to feel like a fancy person, and then they pour a little bit in a glass and you're supposed to smell it and you're like, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah.
I would worry about the moment when I was at a gun store and I said, like, I'll try that gun, please. And they handed it to me and it would go in my hand and I would think, what am I supposed to be checking for? Like, yep, that's a gun. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could throw that for sure.
Well, this one has been a good intro, I think.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oof. What's wrong, Juice?
Just all this talk.
What?
I'm fine. Sorry, I couldn't find the email. Now I found the email.
I didn't want to
derail everything because it's like there is a limited number of things you guys can do. I just don't know. Is this
you didn't want to derail it, so you made maybe one of the worst human noises I've ever heard?
I was second-guessing the introduction. It's very visual.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that.
For a podcast recording, because, you know, we did the live show. It was a smashing success. But it had a lot of visual elements to it.
Yeah,
I feel
sure.
like we maybe got in the habit of including visual elements.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
We'll just put the video up for it, because you guys have been like recording your video every time we do a podcast, right?
I've been recording a screen share of your guys' video.
Oh my God, this is so awkward, okay. Griffin. I've been recording a screen share of your guys' video.
Whoa, okay, so that explains the sort of tesseract
that
we created inside of my Windows operating system and why Clippy died.
Yep.
Oh man, I miss Clippy. Funeral for a friend.
I miss him so much.
Remember when planners killed Mr. Peanut? They could do that for Clippy, and there'd be much rejoicing. I think everybody would be excited about that.
To bring him back, you mean?
Well, no, they would never bring him back. That's the thing. Oh. He died, stay dead. I don't like Mr. Peanut.
They learned their lesson with Mr. Peanut when they were like, and now he's a baby peanut, and now he's back to being normal again. And it's like, oh, yeah.
This is a trick. The whole thing was a trick.
Get this, guys. It was advertising.
Yeah, we were just pretending. The nuts are still the nuts.
This time they'll be like, Clippy got sick and he passed away and he will not be a baby this time. Thank you for watching.
Because
we
that's not
at company.
How paperclips work. If you want, you can kind of bend them into a triangle.
Right.
And if you arrange it correctly, it'll kind of pop up when you drop it on the table.
And
do you want to do that with Clippy's corpse?
And you can pretend like that's his body still alive and moving around, cranking, doing.
I mean, that's
stuff.
The good news. Even when Clippy dies, he could still effectively work as a paperclip.
Yeah, you could still hold paperclips.
Yeah, he doesn't die. He just becomes a less sentient paperclip.
A better paperclip if you want.
He doesn't teach you about headers and footers, but
he's going to keep your documents. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, not like a staple. A staple's way better.
I think we can all agree.
This is the worst introduction we've ever done in the 580 episodes. I think we can all agree, anyone who has not already bought into the franchise in a pretty major way at this point has tuned out.
Well, so every 580 episodes, you got to reset back to zero and build up again.
We're below that.
Oh, no.
Well, we've been absolutely crushing the intros lately, I think, is the feedback we always get. So I think that it's nice for us to just remind people that, like, what the low point looks like. The nadir, if you will. And I'm not sure if I've ever said that word correctly.
Nadir is the good one, right?
Well, zenith is the good one.
Zenith is the good one. Nadir is the worst one.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
We've done a lot this show several times this week.
This is our third time doing this show.
We did this show several times in the past week because of scheduling conflicts that are, let's be honest, our own fault.
Yeah.
And now we have arrived at this point where you are hearing this and we're recording it. And that's all that's promised or intended. This is an advice show. Here's my first piece of advice. If you're doing a comedy podcast, especially during a pandemic where your maybe mental state has been not great as a result of the ongoing unpleasantness, don't try to do three comedy podcasts in 1 week. Yeah. You'll never recover.
Not to mention several other podcasts.
Several other podcasts.
That we try to do funny skits. Like Adventure Zone is like skit after skit after sketch after
so
skit
many
after
skits.
Sketch.
I have a friend who loves Godzilla.
Then why don't they marry him?
Yeah, why don't you marry Godzilla?
I found this great video of the fight between Godzilla and King Kong from Godzilla versus King Kong.
Fuck yes.
Sorry, from Godzilla versus Kong.
Yeah, let's be specific with our words.
I need a hero from Shrek 2.
Hell yeah. Wait, is that a special version?
Stop. Yeah, wait a minute. Do you think that I Need a Hero is part of the score of the orchestration of Shrek 2?
Okay, wait. Who wrote All Star?
Smash Mouth.
Shrek. Whoa. Now, okay, to be fair, okay, in Shrek, it is sung by the fairy godmother character. So it is a different person singing
Jennifer Saunders.
Yeah, so if you specifically use that version, then I understand what you're saying. Okay.
I am with you now. Oh, P.S., if I could just take a quick Shrek-related diversion.
Yeah?
I went over to pick up my daughter.
You do not have to ask permission.
Yeah, I don't need permission. I went over to pick up my daughter from Mimi's house, and Mimi said, Cooper, tell Dad. Cooper's our three-year-old. Mimi said, Cooper, tell Daddy what movie you've been watching today on repeat. And she looks me dead in the eyes and goes, somebody once told me the world, Bubba Rubba Bee. I ain't the sharpest tool, Bibba Shay.
Oh, my God.
God.
She is such an all-star.
It's on. Okay, so I was reading the question.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is this friend has... Can I say one other thing real quick?
Sure.
That fight between Shrek. Godzilla and King Kong whipped ass.
Oh, I mean, that scene from Shrek 2 whips ass.
Yeah, but I want to talk about my thing first. That movie whips ass.
It's so good. These two big boys are awesome individually.
when you get them together.
You put them together and they cannot do wrong.
I thought Godzilla was a lady because Matthew Broderick said she was having babies.
That's... Non-canonical.
Non-canonical.
The problem is...
Can I talk about the Matthew Broderick? No, go ahead.
What's up with that Roland Emmerich-produced 2000 Godzilla featuring a soundtrack full of absolute bangers?
Smashers. Better than
I just don't understand how Godzilla fit in Madison Square Garden without tearing the roof off. Okay, sorry.
Okay,
Travis, please. Let's try to focus, okay?
Right.
You got Ben Folds 5 doing Air...
Yeah.
If you ever heard that one.
Yeah.
There's a fucking, there's that great version of.
Cashmere, Ride With Me.
Oh, yeah. Come With Me.
Oh, my God.
I believe that's Sean Puffy Combs.
Oh, yeah. and obviously the Wallflowers are in this one.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Man, that Puff Daddy track is good.
Yeah.
Come with me. Sure. That was my first exposure to Cashmere. And when I heard Cashmere, I was like, dang, you guys ripped off Bump Daddy in a major way.
In a huge way. All right. So we're
now.
And Hank Azaria's in it.
What's the Wallflower song? It's the Hero. It's just a cover of Heroes, isn't it?
All right. Most of our audience was not alive when this flick came out, so let's go ahead.
Do you remember the huge Taco Bell tie-in with that, too? Where the Chihuahua, like, talked to Godzilla in, like, a scene in a commercial?
The problem is that this friend has the same name as my no-nonsense landlord. And when I went to send this amazing video to my friend, I accidentally sent it to my landlord.
Yes!
Yo, hey, thanks for letting me live here. You ever see these big boys really get it on?
Frank, check out this video. You know
Frank
that
Maraschino,
fight?
My landlord, Frank Maraschino, who is somehow, I don't know how you know two people named Frank Maraschino. That seems wild to me. But check out these two big boys.
And I know what you're thinking. Oh, this is great. Now I'm going to mute the video. That's right. It's I Need a Hero from Shrek 2. Not
the
original version.
Is this the Shrek 2 version of I Need a Hero?
Why, yes, it is.
I thought you'd love this. Can I get a discount on next month?
Next month is free. You show me this big lizard fight this huge ape. You live here for free now. You're my child now.
Is the hero you need me? I understand the message.
I want to finish the question.
All right. Yeah, that would be dope. We've been reading it for like 10 minutes.
I accidentally sent it to my landlord, who is on vacation in Greece.
Even better.
That's where Godzilla is from.
3:10 in the morning.
It's been 3 days, and I've only received the read receipt, so I know he saw it. My question, brothers, is what do I do when my landlord comes home and inevitably asks me about this video next time I see him that's from Needing a Hero in Georgia?
You just say, pretty good, huh?
Pretty you good like fight.
That. You like it.
There, I mean, okay, I think you just look it straight in the eyes, and there's three reactions. Like, so what did you think?
Yeah.
You put it back in their court, and they say, pretty cool. I'm like, yeah, I thought you'd like it. Pretty bad. Oh, you must not have watched it.
Did you watch it together?
The time of their lives.
Did you watch the whole thing? Because there's twists and turns.
Or I think the most likely thing is they're in Greece on vacation for 3 weeks. One, maybe they didn't spend the dosh to get like fat pipes and they don't want to download a series of glossy JPEGs that form together to make a great fight scene with the Shrek music. Maybe they don't want to spend their giggle bites to download that. So there's a chance they haven't watched it, but even if they did start booting it up, if I see that, I'm like, listen, this is great, but I really need to be at home to enjoy it.
Yeah. Or I need to get in my comfy slippers. Maybe just respond to your own email and say, like, hey, it's been 3 days and you still haven't addressed my concerns.
Double down.
And when it's like your concerns are like, yeah, this is a real issue I'm facing in my apartment.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the reason I sent this to you and the text got cut off, so I'm sorry. But in this video, I said, you are Kong and my complaints about your property are Godzilla. And every time you're out there crushing my complaints and doing battle against it, and you're really keeping me satisfied as a tenant. And I'm sorry that text got cut off, because without that context, it's probably very...
Completely out of nowhere. Sorry about that.
You are the hero that Shrek required, and I thank you for that.
You're not the hero I deserve, but you're the hero I need, and I can't remember how that quote goes, but thank you so much. How's Greece? How's it going? We never talk about personal stuff. Have you noticed that?
Hey, I hope you're having a good time in Greece. Have you found out who put the bop in the bop shabop shabop?
Now, Justin.
That's
are you
different.
Proud of yourself?
Here's the thing, I am.
I'm proud of you too.
When I was saying it, I thought this is gonna kill.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, from downtown. Hoop slams another one.
Grease sounds like another word.
Swish.
Nothing but net with rhymes with yet. Which is what we're not done yet. There's so much more comedy to come, folks. I know.
Stick
what you're
around
saying.
After these messages.
This fucking careening pace for an entire other 41 minutes. Well, friends, we are going to do it or die trying.
So, can we approach the wizard's? Throne.
Yeah.
I always say throne. The wizard would not sit in a throne.
The wizard would sit at the side of the throne and look up lovingly at the
Well, I think a wizard would maybe hover. Maybe.
I see. So the king's sitting on the throne and everybody approaches. The king is like, my lord, crops. But the king the whole time is like not listening because he's got this wizard hovering like 6 feet off the ground above him.
Yeah.
And he's like, wizard, you're really upstaging me a little. Like, I'm the king. And I
can see right up your robe, dude.
I see your dingus and everything.
It's weird that kings would always have a wizard of the court around. Because for me, that's the first person I would try to eliminate.
Oh, really?
To challenge my power? What? Like,
No.
Look
wizard.
Look at Cedric, right? In Sophia the First.
Yes.
The wizard in Sophia the First spends like half that show trying to steal the amulet of Amalur.
Well, now, hold on, Justin. That's only because he thinks that's what he's supposed to do because his mother is an evil wizard. But his father is a good wizard.
I'm saying he turns it around. I know Cedric turns it around, but like...
But he doesn't really want it, Justin. Like, that's...
He does want it. You're talking about an absolute retcon. They realize like it's wild to have like an insurgent wizard that lives in Sophia's house and is trying to destroy her. They're like, this is a weird feel for a Disney.
He's a grown ass adult, right?
Yeah, she's this a is child? A grown adult trying to steal a necklace from a kid. Maybe we should like rethink. Anyway, you're about to purchase a wizard.
Yeah, we need to.
Hey, whenever you guys are done, I'm still here.
Sure. Okay. So, this is Stevie sent this in. Thank you so much, Stevie. It's written by WikiHow staff. It's under fun activities / boredom busters.
Oh, good. Thank God.
I have not clicked into that subcategory, but I imagine is a rich vein of content for this show. So I'm gonna bookmark that real quick. How to eat 6 saltine crackers in 1 minute. For a fan of crackers, eating 6 saltines might sound like a simple task. However, the saltine challenge is harder than you might think.
Yeah, we've all been there.
The rules are that a person must completely finish chewing and swallowing 6 salted saltine crackers in 1 minute to help without help from liquids or lubrication. Hey, why did you have to say both of those?
Well, because you can put some petroleum jelly on the crackers.
I guess so.
Help them slide down your gullet.
If you want to impress your friends or participate in a saltine challenge contest, you may be able to accomplish the task with a little strategy. So we're going to talk a cracker eating strategy.
I don't know how I feel about this game facts on the cracker challenge. Like, if you win this based off of knowledge you learned on WikiHow, that doesn't feel, I don't know.
Sporting?
Yes. Yeah. That's dirty pool.
Yeah, I've got cheat codes here. Here's the first cheat code for this to eat 6 saltines in 1 minute challenge. And the first one could also be the first step in virtually every WikiHow article. And it is simply believe in yourself.
Hell yeah.
Watch videos of people successfully eating 6 saltines in under a minute. Watching videos.
That doesn't sound like a lot of saltines, does it?
Justin, you got some saltines on hand?
Well, hold on. No. We're standing actually at the mouth of a cave, and that cave there's a sign hanging over it that says the worst audio in the history of our podcast.
Oh, okay.
And we can turn around.
Oh, it's a TikTok later, Justin.
It's a TikTok later.
That's a TikTok for Justin.
The supplementary.
I don't want to do that as a TikTok. I don't want to do that permanently. It just seems like it's not all. I'm not in a mood to eat 6 saltines. I'm just saying that doesn't sound like a lot. Like, if I was enjoying a nice bowl of chili, I wouldn't think twice about housing twice
well,
that number.
Well, that's lubrication. Now,
The
chili. That's a non-Newtonian liquid.
All I'm saying, and I wish I could just say it, and like, you guys don't always have to fight everything I say. You just be like accepting of the of my feelings. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like that's not a lot of saltines.
Yes, but Justin, I understand your feelings and your feelings are valid. But what you're saying is
don't have to do that.
But you are making a bold claim, which I am allowed to refute without denying. You are saying.
There's nothing bold about me feeling. Folks, this is important. I'm stopping on this because it's a really important point for you to take away in your day-to-day life. There's nothing bold about me feeling like it's not very many saltines.
Okay, well, not in opposition to that, but just solely as an individual.
You can't help yourself.
I feel like it is a lot of saltines.
Okay.
Say shit now.
Yeah, that's Justin, fine. You can't. Okay. How dare you step to Travis's feelings?
No, I'm accepting.
I'm allowed to feel the way I feel, Justin.
You feel that way. I think that I could definitely eat 6 saltines in 60 seconds. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something as a friend and as a brother. I've gone down not this exact path, Justin, but this is you are now on the second step to doing this challenge yourself. And if you're not careful, you started with, that doesn't seem like that much. And then the second step is, I could totally do that. Right?
Yeah.
You can see how this is a slippery slope, J-Man.
Do you know what I love? There's a large portion of our audience that has been listening to our show long enough now that they feel this creeping dread. This grotesque.
That they will at some point encounter it.
It is they are so certain that we have crossed the event horizon of Justin eating 6 crackers on air that... And it has filled them with a terror that they cannot define. I will stand as a bulwark against this act happening on this show as hard as I can, dear listener. Please know I'm on your side.
I love our listeners, obviously, but I'm more worried about my human brother and his human mouth consuming
eating 6 crackers
in a minute. Now really break that down. Every 10 seconds.
Not that many crackers.
Oh my God, you are.
I think I could definitely do it.
Oh, fuck. That's step 3.
But I'm not going to do it on the podcast. We're going to hear about some of the tips. This is a good.
Yes, thank you. So, Justin, just so you can start getting ready, I think maybe the best.
I'm not going to do it.
The best version of this is you get your crackers together and then we edit out the following 60 seconds of audio and just kind of circle back. On the other side with the driest Justin that has a very arid Justin. Okay, so first off, believe in yourself. Go ahead and start doing that right now. Are you doing that?
Yeah, but okay. I believe in myself, correct? Yes.
Fantastic. Now that you've got your head in the right space, it's time to get your crackers in the right space, which is to say, arrange them in a way that everybody thinks about, like, well, how am I going to get the lubrication and blah, 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 blah. Nobody thinks about finger technique. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks about optimal, do you stack them? Do you put them in a row?
There's no way you want to do them all at once, right?
Hold on. Have water nearby. I can tell from the Foley work that Justin's already got that covered for sure.
Yeah.
We're moving on to part 2, and this is a multi-step. This is a layer that you, Justin, are going to have to sort of consult with your physician and Lord about. Picking a chunking strategy.
Sorry.
Okay. You're saying, do I stack 3, chunk them? Do I do 2, chunk 2, chunk 2?
Or you can do 1, Justin, 2, 3.
We can now skip the following 2 steps, which is try the 3-2-1 strategy or try pairing the crackers for consumption, eating 2, 2, and 2. So Justin's already sort of...
I'm sort of thinking ahead, yeah.
Here's what you do. You shove 1 towards the back of your mouth and then 2 on either side, 1 on the top, 1 on the bottom, and then another on the front, right? The cube strategy, right? You're going to do them all at once.
That's fun.
You got this nice pocket of air right in the middle that you need to breathe.
Yeah, you got to have the air inside of the cracker cube. And that is going to be the saltiest, most flavorful air ever have the pleasure of breathing in your life.
But oh, baby, is it worth it?
I watched a video of a guy breaking the world record, which, what would you guys guess?
For what?
The number of crackers in 1 minute?
Yeah, number of crackers in 1 minute.
10.
8?
Okay. 15 is the world record. And when he finishes, he grabs his shoulder in agony. That doesn't seem right, does it?
Well, he's having a heart attack from all the goddamn salt.
Why would that hurt your shoulder?
This is the first thing he does. His hand goes like, my shoulder.
There's so much we don't know about human physiology that, somebody eats 15 very salty crackers and it makes their shoulder hurt. And doctors are like, I don't know. It seems like that makes sense.
That's my favorite part of Inner Space is when Dennis Quaid is going down the trachea and he's like, oh, no, I took a wrong turn and I'm in the shoulder.
creator is watching his creations from above, like, well, certainly they're not going to eat more than 14 crackers, right? Because we have not tested for more.
Hey, God, before you put humans out, we did notice a defect, but the good news is it will only trigger.
This rare bug.
bug. No one's ever going to do that. Yeah, I think this is fine.
It's not even worth patching out, which I guess that is a form of patching it out.
Yeah.
If this man dies from his shoulder pain.
His cracker-based shoulder injury. I'll put something in the Bible about it. Don't worry. It'll be okay. What's this say?
It'll be buried deep in the user manual.
Exodus 15:1. Don't do more than... don't do more than 14 crackers in 1 minute? Why does it say that? That's like right there in the middle of the whole Passover story. Okay, so you can try eating all 6 crackers at once. Also, that is another.
Seems like
that's
a mistake.
That to me, that one smells like, that stinks of failure.
Yeah, that feels like a knee jerk, like first timer mistake. Like, let's get them all out of the way. I'm like, nah.
I mean, I don't know.
Ooh, here's a cheat code. Oh. Okay, hey, everybody lean in. Bet your friends that you can do this, right? We're going to hustle. We're going to make some money out of this. It's a grift. But before this ever starts, 24 hours before, you're going to set up like 7 humidifiers in this room. You're going to get that air so wicked moist, right? Yeah. Oh, so moist
environment.
Air. Oh, yeah. You do this in the fucking Rainforest Cafe, which I assume is very moist.
Why do you think that's a moist building?
Because it's called the Rainforest Cafe, Griffin. Think they keep it arid? I mean, no. You can do it in the rainforest, but you're going to lose a lot of money that you're going to win just on travel alone and getting a guide and supplies and stuff.
It's expensive to go to the... It's way too expensive to go to the rainforest these days.
Yeah.
So, the next thing that you need to know about is practice before the challenge, which, Justin, you can skip that step. You're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. You've had crackers before, right?
You've eaten crackers.
I've done plenty of cracker practice.
Okay. Or craftus, as we call it.
No one... did call it that.
So you're not in. Okay, I just thought you were in, you know, the circle.
This next one's dope. Keep your cool. Mm-hmm. If you get overexcited or nervous, you may breathe in the crumbs and you're rushed to stuff the crackers in your mouth and you won't be able to finish in time.
Yeah.
Avoid shoving the crackers in your mouth as you could jab the back of your throat or poke your gums. Hey, pain is weakness leaving the body.
2 rules. Don't huff, don't stuff.
Don't huff or stuff. Thank you, Travis, again. Great advice from the Cracker King himself.
This is where the truth comes out. Justin, I'm sorry I fought you earlier, but I was in the circuit back in the day.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the circus.
I was in the circus.
That'd be a cool circus.
And they fed us in crackers.
Come see the incredible cracker-eating boy.
Not again, please. I just want to go to college. Eat more crackers. This is all you'll ever be good for. Why did I ever get this magic feather?
And then somebody's like wandering by. They're like, "So, Darlene, what was 3 times 348?" And Travis is like, "It's 1200." It's like he's amazing. He knows the answer to math. He can do math. I told you, Cracker Boy can't be taught. No one believed me.
I'm gonna find some way to distribute the image that accompanied the keep your cool tip because it's just a boy giving like almost a chef kiss sign.
I want this as a tattoo.
Where is this?
The boy is holding 5 crackers, which drives me up a fucking wall.
I'm setting this as my desktop. This is the best image.
It's a good image, yeah. And
can I just tweet this without any context?
Yeah, sure. And the last tip is to just go for it. So
just go for
it. That's everything you need to know.
Well, Griffin, the reason he's holding 5 crackers is one is already in his mouth.
Oh, I see.
And he's so fucking chill, you can't even tell.
He's very relaxed. Some community Q&A real quick. How dry will my mouth be when I finish? Extremely.
Ooh, yeah.
Can I impress someone by eating 6 saltine crackers in a minute? Maybe. Depends on the person.
Yeah, it's going to depend on the person more than anything, really.
Yep. Why are saltine crackers made to soak saliva and be dry? That's a fucked up way of thinking about...
Yeah.
I think saltine crackers are made to be crunchy and... delicious little accoutrement for a chili. I don't think of them as mouth towels.
Well, they are. You're going to use them in soup and chili. They're absorbent.
But I don't think of them as that. I don't slight them for that. Like, that's a feature, not a bug.
Absolutely.
I mean?
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't like, oh, man, this ShamWow picked up all my water. You'd be excited.
Exactly. So, Juice, you ready? Okay.
Oh, you want me to actually do this?
Or we can make pretend like a minute has passed and you did it.
Well, can you guys wait 30 seconds to see if I have saltines?
Yep.
I guess so.
How are you, Griffin?
Me?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay, awesome, man.
Well, I didn't have many saltines.
Fuck. All right.
I got two Ritz.
Got 2 Ritz. Here's what we'll do. Yeah, we'll subdivide. Juice, you eat those 2 Ritz in 8 seconds. Ready, set, go.
Well, I can hear you eating it right now. You didn't even get a time.
They weren't for the...
Oh, they weren't for the show.
So wait, hold on, wait. Juice, you only have one Ritz now? All right, Justin, show, just... Juice, you got to eat one Ritz in 3 seconds.
I just
tell me when you're ready.
Every...
Tell me when you're ready. This is going to be fucking funny. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go. 1,001, 1,003. Did you finish?
Ah, okay. So not so easy, is it?
Not so easy, is it, eating 6 saltines?
No, but I did it in less than 10 seconds.
No, so, that, so, like, no, that times out. Are smaller make, than no, saltines.
Stop it. You know that to be
they
true.
Don't have corners.
I will go to Wendy's.
Why would you
There's
go to
other
Wendy's?
Places to get saltines, Justin.
They sell
I'll
them.
Go to Dollar General right now.
Why are you getting crackers in weird places?
Why are you getting mad?
The Dollar General is close. That one's just close. And that's good if you don't want to pay full price for your saltine.
No, I'm sorry, Justin. I think you need to get the name brand so that we can, like, make this a repeatable.
It's name brand. It's just like the expiration dates are all smudged a little bit.
Oh, you know so they're mean? Even drier.
We get an intellectual case for or not. Or they could be wetter. I don't know how.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
Age.
Well, they're so absorbent.
This is Justin's sequel to Cool Hand Luke.
What if
Cool Hand Luke was like, I can eat 1,000 eggs in 5 seconds? And everyone's like, what the fuck?
Are no, you hey, no, you can't. You can't do this, Cool Hand Luke. No. Time me, guys. No, stop. What are you doing?
I skipped breakfast this morning. I'm wicked hungry. I can eat 1,000 eggs in 4 seconds.
Oh, it's like hyperbole where like you can eat. No. Get me fucking out. Where are we supposed to get 1,000 eggs? We're in prison.
Okay.
They're just going to give us eggs? You think that if we go into the prison kitchen and say, give us 1,000 eggs, they will be like, yep, seems fine. Nothing weird here. Come on.
This isn't for like an escape attempt thing, is it? No, my man Cool Hand Luke is going to eat 1,000 in 4 seconds?
3 seconds. Holy shit, Luke.
That's less than you started.
This is why I had care for the movie. They're filming the movie Cool Hand Luke. And then everyone's just kind of standing around on a break. And Paul Newman goes to the director. He's like, I thought of one thing that might be good.
You know how you said you were looking for that kind of like cornerstone scene?
You know, you want to, I thought of one scene for the movie. Now, Paul, are you going to suggest eating a bunch of eggs again?
Well, now, hold on. Hear me out.
Okay. All right. I'm listening.
It's a lot of eggs. Like right. Way too. No. Let me finish. It's like a bet.
It's like a bet. They have to dare me to do it.
Yeah.
Like, Paul, you eat 50 eggs every morning. No one dares you to do it.
It's like 100,
I just think
though.
It'd be cool to put in the movie.
People want to see this.
It'd be a cool scene to put in a movie is me eating 50 eggs.
No one's ever done it.
We haven't introduced the idea that your character especially likes eggs.
And it doesn't come back in the script.
It doesn't come back. It's not like later there's a wall made of eggs and only one man can eat them out of the prison.
Right.
Though... Hey, it's not too late for that, director. Paul.
It's part of the traditional hero's journey. You leave your home, you grow, you eat 1,000 eggs in 2 seconds, and then you come back home and everything's different.
And you're a man.
Hey, did we go to the money zone? Because it feels like
this is the money zone. This week's episode is brought to you by the Egg Council.
Yep.
Okay. Let's go to the second money zone.
The deeper level? No, we can't do that, Griffin. It's weird down there.
Okay. Well... It can't be any weirder than it is out here already.
Squarespace!
Okay, stop. Let's go to the money zone.
It's better with you.
Apparently Griffin doesn't like jokes anymore, so this week, my brother and me is sponsored by Squarespace, standing out with a beautiful website from Squarespace.
Hey, do you like eggs? Do you think you could eat a bunch of eggs on video? And then have people pay to watch those videos, you could build that website on Squarespace. You could showcase your work, egg-related or not. You could sell products and services of all kinds. Maybe somebody has too many eggs and they're looking for somebody to come eat them so they're not wasted. Well, you could sell that service on Squarespace. You could promote your physical or online business, as long as it's egg-related, and more. No, it doesn't. Oh, sorry. It says here in the copy, does not have to be egg related. Sorry, excuse me. Beautiful, customizable templates created by world-class designers. Everything optimized right out of the box. Analytics that help you grow in real time, free and secure hosting. Nothing to patch or upgrade ever. So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code MYBROTHER, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace, eat those eggs, baby.
I'd like to take a second to talk to you about Bombas. They're my favorite socks.
Okay.
TM.
Were you addressing me?
What? If you're... No, I'm addressing the audience.
Oh, okay. Because you said TM, and I thought you meant Travis McElroy.
I love to work out and make... get cut and stuff. Yeah. But yeah. Sometimes your socks can get in the way. They can be distracting. They could be itchy. They could restrain you.
So they could be brown. They could be blue. They could be violet sky.
You don't have to settle for that. That's why Bombas performance socks are built to be nothing but comfortable and supportive. Bombas performance socks are stitched with special moisture-wicking yarn and temperature-regulating vents that allow cool air flow in and prevent overheating. These are science. These are like the, you know how Dennis Nedry had that shaving can full of dinosaur jizz? Yeah. This is like that of socks, right?
These are socks full of dinosaur jizz.
I don't know that they're going to love that, Juice.
Go to bombas.com/mybrother today and get 20% off your first order. If they remade Jurassic Park, Dennis Nedry would have Bombas to put the dinosaur eggs in. That's Bombas.
Now, is it dinosaur eggs or is it dinosaur jizz, Justin? Story's changing.
Griffin was worried we wouldn't get our ducats, so I was trying to mix it up a little bit. That's B-O-M-B-A-S.
No, I think you got it. Yeah, no, I think that was definitely what the doctor ordered.
bombas.com/mybrother for 20% off. bombas.com/mybrother. Never let your dino jizz go bad again.
Hey, do you guys want to record another episode of this show immediately after we finish this one?
Yeah. We'll just get one more.
More in the can, just for safety.
Let me look in there. There's going to be one more in there.
Come on. Let's squeeze out a little bit.
What's the worst thing? This is our version of the saltine challenge, though, because there are sane people who are like, doing three podcasts in a week shouldn't be that hard. You're like, you're not wrong,
but they have the equivalent of some petroleum jelly on their podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, excuse me, everybody. I just wanted to say a few words about the beautiful couple. I've known you two for a long time, and you get along like peanut butter and chocolate. Or, you know, like comedy and culture, like Maximum Fun podcasts. Actually, they're having a block party from October 11th to October 22nd, and that's kind of like your party, right? You have a community of friends and family, and Max Fun has a community of shows and audiences that support them. You're having a new start with your life together, and Max Fun will be putting out new episodes that are especially welcoming to new audiences. So it's a great time to introduce your friends to your favorite show or jump into one you haven't tried before.
Is he still talking about podcasts?
And they're setting up a volunteer event where we can help out our local communities. Plus, Maximum Fun is going to have games, prizes, episode recs, so much other fun stuff.
What's wrong with Kyle? Is he okay?
Oh, anyways, sorry for getting carried away there. If it's all right with everybody here, let's all raise our glasses for a toast to the Max Fun Block Party, which you can learn more about at MaximumFun.org/blockparty. And don't forget to join in on October 11th.
Actually, that sounds pretty cool.
Juice, you got something to share with the class?
No, I don't have anything to share with the class.
Justin, what is it?
Justin.
Okay. I found this video of a guy doing the
egg thing?
Doing the challenge, right? He's doing...
Wait, the saltine challenge or the egg challenge?
No, the egg thing.
Oh, boy.
He did the egg thing. What? Hold on just 1 second. I'm just going to play a little audio for you.
Oh, it's like fuck 20 no. seconds. Fuck no.
This is after, okay? It's 8 minutes and 40 seconds in, and this guy's just done
done the deed, okay?
And by the deed, if you've never seen Cool Hand Luke, because you're not a 45-year-old person, it's eats 50 eggs.
I think that came
good context.
Thank you.
Good
context. Yeah, thank you.
This is from Gunny's Food and Art Room, by the way. Shout out.
Which is this?
50 hard-boiled eggs.
No. Is this food or art?
Both.
Okay, fantastic.
All right.
Oh, my God. I didn't think 50 hard-boiled eggs was going to be that bad. I mean, I knew it was going to be bad. The density of them compared to just making a scrambled egg is a big difference.
Daddy, look.
Oh, cool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he did it in front of his two kids.
That's and did he awesome. Say it's there's a big difference between eating a scrambled egg and eating 50 hard-boiled eggs?
The density, Travis.
The density of the hard-boiled egg, yeah.
This video has 757 views.
Oh, man.
It's about the poor juice guy. Is about to have a bunch more, I bet.
Yeah, shout out. It's really funny that he would do that with his kids there. What a great way of spending time
you
with your
kids. You would too, though, Justin. Let's be honest.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
I want to munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast. Profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. This is more of a regular public service announcement. This isn't so much for comedy, but I do want to alert everybody that the McRib will return to U.S. menus on November 1st.
Okay, hold on. Let me put it in the calendar. 1 second.
How long's it been?
I don't know. The last time there was a bunch of pork meat sitting on the shelves and Uncle McDonald had to get it out to the people.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I mean, it's been a while, right? The pandemic hurt everyone
a little bit.
Equally.
Yeah.
The McRib, a lot of people don't like to talk about it. So I will.
Thank you, Justin. You're so brave.
Yeah, it's really brave of me to say that. Do you all realize that they shape it to look like it's got bones?
Yeah, definitely.
And then you eat the bones? You think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
El Pollo Loco is going to bring back a crunchy taco in honor of National Taco Day.
That's good of them.
In honor of National Taco Day, El Pollo Loco, the nation's leading fire-grilled chicken restaurant chain, is bringing back its popular crunchy taco as its first ever digital-only menu item.
Wait, what?
Available for purchase through the El Pollo Loco app and website. So that's right. If you go into El Pollo Loco, and you say, "Hi, I'm a regular sane person, and I would like a crunchy chicken taco here." They would say, "You need to leave. You please go. You should leave and get on your phone and order it through the app
while you stare at them.
You can look at us in here, and we do have them in here, but you cannot order them there.
You cannot. You cannot use our Wi-Fi.
Our customers have been very vocal on social media about how much they love and miss our crunchy taco. El Pollo Loco, I haven't double checked that, but I will. I'm just the sort of person that has the amount of free time requisite to double check that. And you know that I will. And they're bringing it back. We're thrilled to be bringing back this much loved classic just in time for National Taco Day. And we're excited to continue our digital evolution. That's right. El Pollo Loco is becoming a sentient cyber restaurant with this rollout as the very first El Pollo Loco menu item that can only be purchased online or through the app. You cannot go to El Pollo Loco and order this.
Listen, I know that I have a theater degree. I make podcasts. I'm not a business boy. I know this. But what is the business strategy here that says, like, we make it less available? I don't understand the strategy.
But it's the exact same thing that they've been doing with, like, it's the same thing as the McRib. It makes it seem scarce and exciting.
Yeah, but it's not scarce. Like, the McRib is like, don't miss your chance to get this. This is like saying, like, oh, I came in to get it. I didn't want to miss my chance. Well, it's not here. It's in your phone.
You gotta cyber it.
You gotta cyber order it.
So I searched Twitter for mentions of El Pollo Loco and see what people are saying about it. Like they're being like really demanding about it.
Yeah.
Marianne says, crunch, crunch.
Uh-huh.
Do you hear that sound, El Pollo Loco? It is the glorious crunchy taco noise.
Huh.
Hashtag bring back crunchy tacos. That's from September 14th.
Okay.
June 21st. El Pollo Loco, bring back my damn crunchy taco. Please?
That was a wide... So there's just those two people then that want this?
January 3rd.
Wow, that's a pretty big span.
We've heard you. We heard you.
Whoa, stop shut yelling.
Shut up, everyone. We get it.
Bring back your crunchy chicken tacos already, please. I want to give you all my money again.
Hi, police. I'd like to follow a harassment report. People will not stop about these tacos. And it's like, I'm just trying to live my life.
Before that, there was one in December and November and September. And that's, July. July 2020. There have been 8 tweets about this in the past 18 months. No one cares.
No one gives shit.
8 people do.
8 people care a lot.
What we should do is tweet at El Pollo Loco and ask them, please don't bring back the chicken taco.
Ask them to bring back the McPizza.
That's what like outrage looks like.
Say, hey, El Pollo Loco, McDonald's isn't doing anything with it. Can you bring back the McPizza?
Can you bring back the McPizza?
Will you please invent an incredibly soft taco?
So soft. A non-Newtonian taco. That's my second time using that phrase this episode. Oh, good job, Travis.
Do we want to do one more question?
I'd love that. I recently got promoted at work and I'm starting to work as a cheesemonger, which is very exciting because I love cheese. Better than the alternative.
Yeah. There's only 2 things you can really monger. Cheese and fear.
It's true. There's an old cowbell on a shelf in the cheese department, known as Cheesetown. And old cheesemongers used to ring it when they managed to cut a perfect increment of cheese for a customer.
Oh, I remember that.
Half pound, fourth pound. I love this.
That's so good.
I love
it. You used to do that shit at TCBY.
Back in the day?
Did you?
Yeah, if we could get a perfect 7-ouncer on a small or I forget the exact sizes, but there wasn't a bell, but I would treat myself to just a fistful.
A small was nearly a half pound of yogurt?
Yeah, I guess so.
Damn, Griff. The country's most generous yogurt were like,
yeah,
nobody
hey, you
really
know I didn't set that. I wasn't making TCBY policy decisions, Juicer.
I'm just saying that TCBY is now a nail salon, and maybe there's something to that. Maybe they were a little too generous.
They're burning through the profits. Wait, Griffin, you haven't been doing 7 ounces in a small, have you?
Nobody really uses it anymore, but I want to bring it back so I can ring the cheese bell. Sorry, so I can ring the cheese bell. How do I smoothly bring it back? And that's from Haley.
You can't smoothly bring back a bell practice.
You just do it.
And it's loud.
Everyone, if you're listening to this, stop it. I'm going to make this a year theme soon if we can shoehorn it in. Stop waiting for permission.
Yep.
No one ever got permission to do something interesting. Just do it.
Well, that's not a, I would say, a catch-all tagline.
No, obviously not. But like, okay, let me rephrase that in a way that's more of a blanket statement. No one will ask you to innovate. How's that?
Wow.
No one will request you. No one's going to ask you to innovate. If they thought of it, they would have done it. You've got the bell. Look in your hand. It's a bell ringer.
This is that.
Peel
that
away.
That is so in line with what I was going to say, Joseph, which my advice is ring it, right? And then someone says, what are you doing? Just don't, no couching. Just say, that's what you do when you cut a perfect increment. Not, I thought we could start doing this, or that's what they used to do. Just statement of fact.
This is what's done.
This is what you do, right?
This is how it's done.
And maybe they've worked there longer than you or they're new. It doesn't matter. If you make it a statement of fact, this is what you do.
We've always done this.
Then they will be like, oh, I didn't know that. That's the only response to that kind of confidence.
Yeah, it was just, okay, listen, The alternative is you just got a bell. Why do we have a bell here, Todd? Yeah. If we're not supposed to be ringing it when we cut a perfect increment.
Yeah.
I will say, along these same lines, one time I was at a Trader Joseph's, and there's a bell there hanging next to the checkout. And I mistakenly believe that one rings that bell when it's like, hey, I got good service and I want everyone to know. And it is not.
You what?
You ring the bell when you need help with the checkout or when they need some the people working there. I did not know that. I thought
you
it was
thought
like,
it was for customers to be like, great job, Trader Joe's. Ring a ding ding ding.
Yeah. Now, Griffin, you think that's wild because you know the truth, right?
Right.
But if you didn't know that it was for employees to use and there's a bell hanging there within arm's reach of the general public.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think like this must be for me because this can't be the system they use to contact one another in the year 2021?
Right. They're not sailors on an old ship.
This is what I'm saying. This can't be the most effective means when I've been in other grocery stores where they can get on a microphone and say, hey, Todd, come help me bag.
Yeah.
Right? So the bell must be there for fun.
Yeah. For my enjoyment.
This is what I'm saying. The bell can't be there for... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize this is a work bell.
Yeah, business bell. Yeah, good point, Trav.
Thank you. I just don't want tweets.
I bet that.
Momentum's back.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Fuck yeah. With Carnage and shit.
Yeah, Carnage is in
this. I hope Spider-Man's in this one.
Why did we go there?
I just wanted to mention, I don't think we'll get a chance to do a watch for it. And because I didn't get a chance to do a watch of the first one.
I guess it is pretty cool that he's back.
Yeah, I just think it's cool as Venom's
and
back.
I saw in the trailer this time, speaking of eggs, there's Venom making breakfast. That's great.
Venom makes breakfast in this one?
Yeah. He's a mass murderer, but he makes a fun breakfast.
Cool. So that's our show. Thank you all so much for listening to it. We talked a lot about Venom and eggs today.
We always tell people, when they ask, where should I start with my brother and me? And I've always said, just start with the newest one.
Mm-hmm.
And after recording this episode, I have two new answers. The first one is, maybe don't. The second one is, just pick one other than this one.
Yeah. Or check out 579 or 581.
Those are two really good ones.
We need a great place to start. Speaking of great things, big exciting news. November 5th, remember, 9 p.m. Eastern time, we're doing a live and virtual Adventure Zone show.
Whoa.
It's going to be the third installment in Adventure Zone Hootenanny, which we have done before with Lasers and Feelings, created by John Harper. So that is an absolute blast. If you haven't checked those shows out before, don't you worry. We're going to do a little like previously on, so you can come to it brand new. That
it's
is
not
going
the richest
to,
narrative tapestry. Like, yeah, you'd probably be okay.
You're not going to be too far behind.
So it's a futuristic country band in space.
Yeah, don't you worry about it. Tickets are just $10. You can get those at bit.ly/TazVirtual. And video on demand will be available for 2 weeks after the show if you can't make it November 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. But go get those tickets now.
I know what you're wondering. Well, it'd be important for you to be very familiar with the first two in order to enjoy the third one. And let me say, as somebody who's going to be recording the third one, I certainly hope not. thanks. Did you thank Montaigne?
No. You want to do it this time?
No, I'd rather you do
it. Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life.
Because that's the way it's done.
Better With You. It's a great track with a fun video and a great catchy beat and a rhythm that you can really bop your booty to.
Okay.
So that felt just awful saying that.
Wait, hold on. We got new merch. We got a month, a new month started. We got Adventure Zone notebooks, Candle Nights wrapping paper. We got a new pen of the month. It is Hellraven, a.k.a. Secret Identity, Del Craven from, I believe, Just Us? Adventure Zone live shows? Yes.
Yeah.
And that benefits...
It's me looking incredibly intense feathered garb.
The proceeds from that benefit, the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice, which builds Latina and Latinx power to fight for the fundamental human right to reproductive health, dignity, and justice. So make sure you check those out. Also, in case you missed the news, Adventure Zone is now weekly, which is very exciting. If you are a fan of the Great British Bake Off, mine and Teresa's Bake Off watch-along show, Bake On, is back and available in podcatchers. And yeah, that's it.
That's it. Hey, here's a final Yahoo. This one was sent in by the Tumbling Mold Man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this one was sent in by the Tumbling Mold Man. He's
I haven't
like
heard
a,
from him in a while.
Yeah, he's like a cool dude who is like really yucky, but in like a cool transgressive way. Yeah.
Got it.
So the
like
yucky
he comes
mold
to
man,
town and you might be uncomfortable at first, but then when, you know, the zombies attack or whatever, you're glad he's there.
You're glad that you can find the yucky mold man.
Because at first you think maybe he's causing like the sickness because he's the yucky mold man, right? But no. He just knows how to stop it. And that's how he got that name.
Yeah. And this, it's asked by the prince. The current prince, one of the princes.
Uh-huh, yeah. One of the two princes.
Yeah, who asks...
Come on.
What's it say, Griffin? Just say it.
Just read it.
The prince asks...
Are you nervous?
I don't think I'm going to actually be able to get one out this time.
Well, it has
Is that what the prince
somewhere.
Said?
Yeah. The prince,
the prince
says,
said, I don't actually think I'll be able to get one out this time?
The prince
Wait, what category is that in, Griffin?
No, okay. To be clear, Griffin McElroy, a brother, is not saying that he can't get one out this time. Griffin found this funny Yahoo answers request where someone's...
Where the prince.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the prince said, the prince asks, would you be mad if I couldn't get one out this time?
and I do need to know the category that was listed under, Griffin.
That was listed under... Fun and games, subcategory, religion.
This was recorded on International Podcast Day.
No.
And my name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Happy International Podcast Day. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.